Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What would you say to someone if they were to ask you, how many tubes are in your radio? You might get a puzzled look on your face and wonder what they're even talking about. That's because this year marks the 60th anniversary of the first commercial transistor radio. The Regency TR-1 was the first consumer electronics device to use this new technology. And as Fortune magazine notes, if you owned one, you were the coolest thing on two legs. Prior to this, home radios relied on big, bulky vacuum tubes. The majority of these old tabletop radios that were popular across North America were often referred to as the All-American Five. That's because they typically used five vacuum tubes. They were fragile, and they had to warm up. Since they got hot, they had to have ventilation holes in the back. Some of the early models even presented a shock hazard. Of course, things have changed a lot since then. With digital downloads and music on their phones, today's kids might hear about all this and ask, "What's a radio?" So, whenever we're tempted to ask, what will we be like in heaven, the apostle simply responds by saying, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. Naturally, that tends to leave us a little frustrated. We want to imagine what it will be like. After all, Jesus promised, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And as David rejoiced in the Psalms, you will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now, if you notice, David didn't lose focus and obsess about whether he would have a golden shepherd's staff. Such a thought would seem laughable. However, it's no different today than when Christians spend time ruminating about how their room in the Father's house will be furnished. The joy, as David points out, comes instead from being in the presence of our loving God. The eternal pleasure is being by His side. But even apart from some of the more carnal images folks have of heaven, there are some genuine questions that do make us wonder. Questions like, how old will we be in heaven? I suspect that the answer would make as little sense as someone from the 50s asking you today how long it takes the tubes in your radio to warm up. It may seem reasonable, but it's no longer a relevant question. Today, there are no more tubes to be worried about. And in much the same way, we're reminded in Scripture of all the other things we will no longer need to worry about. As the angel explained to John in Revelation, never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Imagine, no more aches and arthritis, infirmities or disabilities of any kind. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. By Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross, He has paid for all of our sins, and all of the vestiges of these lives broken by them will soon be a thing of the past. So Paul leaves us with this. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. You and I have a real, risen, flesh and blood Savior. They recognized Him. They could see Him with their own eyes and hear Him with their own ears. The disciples could touch Him. They could eat with Him. And they did. And now, because He lives, we look forward to a real flesh and blood resurrection on the day He returns again in glory. We shall see Jesus face to face. We will see our Savior who loves us this much. Let us pray. Loving Savior, thank You that as I struggle to imagine what I will be like at the resurrection, Your apostle reminds me that instead of staring at myself, I will be too busy rejoicing as I get to see You. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.